Yeah. Kickaverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
That you know it's so real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse collab. Precise politics, I stay in the lab. A similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
That you know it's so real.
Is it real?
Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and with me as always is Star Saxon. We go through parent stuff on a daily basis. That's how we get down. We get our laughs from it different ways. Star Saxon, what is good?
Yo, man. My son's potty training. I actually heard that he pee-peed in the potty at the LA Fitness gym for the first time in his life. And as a proud dad, I'm pissed that I fucking missed it.
It's the little things in life that mean so much, and then there'll come a day, probably in the next 2 or 3 months, where when he's telling you this, you'll try to hold on to all the joy that you felt and the pride that you felt, and then you just say, all right, son, go ahead and do it, and then over the law of diminishing returns will take hold. But congratulations, it's the little things that definitely mean a lot.
That's right, man. Also, it saved me a little bit of money on diapers, which means I could put that over to the beer fund.
Exactly, and that's the big things that definitely mean a lot. So we got a great show lined up for you. We have two guests coming this week. We have a gentleman by the name of 1200, a really talented dude, very talented. His project, and you'll hear the conversation. He has an interesting project that's kind of a duality of sorts, good and evil. So we're going to talk about that. So his name is 1200. And then also Problem. Yeah, that Problem. What? Like, what? So Problem's going to be joining us. He has that new mixtape. It's called Chachiville, and he has the website by the same name. So definitely going to enjoy talking to Problem. So without further ado, let's get into it. Let's get into a couple joints and then come back with that conversation with 1200. So first one is Ransom. It's called Shade. Then we have Dirty Digs featuring Tri-State and Lyric Jones. It's called Echoes on the Wall. And then Smoke. I always mess up his name, DZ, because I'm used to RZA, so I want to say Dizzy, but it's Smoke Doja and Pete Rock, Limitless. So we have Ransom, we have Dirty Digs, Tri-State, Lyric Jones, Smoke Doja, and Pete Rock. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Deal with feelings, cause I'm known to be offensive with it. Couple bodies, but they never caught a glimpse who did it. Shit I've been through, I'll put you in a mental clinic. Get murdered for crumbs, and it'll be your friends who did it. Desert Eagle pearl handle, the lenses with it, a hair trigger, so you know I brought extensions with it. Too real for the game, I don't mention critics. I do this for the real women and the men who lived it. I am too vivid, my pencil got M2 in it. That C4, street wars if you're men too timid. I've never been the type to try and blow off a hustle. You the type to tuck your shirt and show off a buckle. Can't block bullets, slugs blow off a knuckle. Can't find a pulse, no blood flow in his muscle. Ran, stop wildin', no one's going to trust you. For lack of better words, you bitch nigga, fuck you. Niggas always talking this rap stuff, this shit a joke. C's ain't the man, the outlaws, them niggas broke. Where's Triple Sace, a Cuban link, them niggas dope. Where's Binoa, the riot squad, let's give them hope. No disrespect, scratch that. I mean total disrespect. When I load and lift the tech, was the only brick connect.
Okay.
From 01 to 02, cop it on the arm. You 01, you 02, nowhere average.
Nowhere.
Can't compare pair in with these purple head faggots. Mom stressed out cause she birthed the red savage. Out of his mind, the power is mine. I can't allow a coward to shine. Either I calm it down or I'm going to hell. Either we bomb your town or we blowing an L.
Let's go.
Either your dog's a clown or we loading a shell. Either you guard your ground or you going to tell. Broken a cell or lying a grave.
Which one?
Go against the grain or you riding a wave.
Which one?
Break about the chains or you die as a slave. It's no shame, but I guarantee this, you ain't having it.
Man, I'm tired of hearing the same old shit. You bang them sticks, you slang them bricks. You ain't no plug, that ain't no flip. You ain't no blood, you ain't no crip. That ain't no love, that ain't your bitch. That ain't your click. You been playing all year like the game no skip. Niggas praying in the air like the rain don't drip. Try staying in the clear, cause the aim don't miss. The same old script, the shit that got Fredo clipped. 8-0 with the potato, the Play-Doh grip. Go to heaven and get your wings and your halo ripped. Yeah. OJ, Al Callens, and Kato shit. Talking slick is the same shit that got J-Lo hit. Yeah, it's beef, I ain't making a meme either. I'm a nightmare, you ain't stuck in a dream either. You don't waste time, motherfucker, than me neither. Planet of the Apes, cocksucker, so meet Caesar. Yeah, I ain't got a front. Niggas respect heathens. Yeah. Torment the game till niggas regret breathing. Shit is made up, real niggas could tell. You ain't never been at odds with niggas who get even. Nah, game is fucked up. Couple trash rooks and none of the vet season. Gun in the vet season. Praying to God I'm able to ride. You witnessing the greatest alive, nigga. Y'all know that I'm not finished yet. Steamed shrimp and a steak salad with no vinaigrette. These wimps get 8 lashes below chin and chest. Free glimpse of this great bastard, you know spit the best. Let's go! What a price to pay. Would write twice a day to be nice like today. Yo type like to say that I'm like Michael Bay. But even a broke clock could be right twice a day. No bright light display. Nah.
It's dark in here. I make it hard to survive with no heart in here.
No heart.
I'm looking all in your eyes, there's no spark in there.
No spark.
Y'all niggas only arrive when no sharks is near. Far from queer. Every damn bar is rare.
Yeah.
God-like stigma to watch scars appear.
Yeah.
Hard life, bitch father, not hardly there.
Yeah.
Large pipe, shit spark when cop cars are near. Problem near? I ain't spending life in the box, no. Mellow in the clutch, still shoot when the clock's low. Pedal to the dust, an ill coupe with the top low. Rebel there to crush and kill a booth with a hot flow. Cause
y'all know,
I don't be bullshitting. When it come to beef, I'm sliding a full clipping. Holy head shots, the top of his hood missing. Till they put me in the ground or the cell that Suge sits in.
Either I calm it down or I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
Either we bomb your town or we blowing an L.
Let's go.
Either your dog's a clown or we loading a shell. Either you guard your ground or you going to tell. Broken a cell or lying a grave.
Which one?
Go against the grain or you riding a wave.
Which one?
Break about the chains or you die as a slave. It's no shame, but I guarantee this, you ain't having it both ways.
Either I calm it down or I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
Either we bomb your town or we blowing an L.
Let's go.
Either your dog's a clown or we loading a shell. Either you guard your ground or you going to tell. Broken a cell or lying a grave.
Which one?
Go against the grain or you riding a wave.
Which one?
Break about the chains or you die as a slave. It's no shame, but I guarantee this, you ain't having it both ways.
Echoes on my mind.
Greatest lesson ever learned has yet to be said, at least till we see our deceased just rise from the dead with all the lessons of the afterlife brought to us like Moses with the commandments. My understanding, seeing the blood moan over the hood, knew why my man met his end. I see a soul in the hood haunting the same corners, watching over niggas when cops came. I felt the breeze when they warned us. Me to pass from OGs. If you OT, you pumping on these blocks unseen. You get the smoke screen, a drug dealer's dream turning to nightmares. A 3x47 cell can be your life here. Can't trust niggas with a lot of lows. Crack dealers from the 80s taught us how to move. Heavy change from the Coliseum, young with a lot to prove. Now the guard shining like stardust on dark moons.
Yeah.
On the benches, sideline, live before a halftime show. Never did math, won't grow, stuck in the past, so they hearing to their demise, they volunteering. I remember little homies popped an L mine. OG hits like ghosted roller. Holding heat, then they juice got colder. Seeing red like Coca-Cola tags on the air. Fresh butters, half-laced. Young Jones, rookie classes. Cypher serving plates, full courses. Dropouts, spending life savings on Rolls Royces. More strings than conducting orchestras. Fly black and educated, still fearing officers. Even bitches forklifting drugs, warehouse style. Well-versed memories on my way downtown. Like,
break it down and rebuild. Cold as ice cubes, kill at will. Cause every scar I got, give them chills. Rock bottomless pit, I need a strategy quick. Whenever gravity hits, avoid reality slips. The back of the bus, back against the wall, backward puff. Adrenaline rush, my knuckle dust the bus. Slightly off with my ski mask thoughts. Invest in high risk investments, whatever the cost in question. Hard racing, fast paced, money chasing in the matrix. Trying to bring home that veggie bacon, face it. Hustle hard till your muscle scar. Tougher cards been dealt, the pain been felt. I still trust in God, trust me, dawg. Struggle ain't unusual, it's beautiful. Especially when your life's like a musical. So play your part, or be a martyr for the marks. Another memory that echoes in the dark. In the dark.
Big meals at Frankie and Johnny's, I tip generous. Ain't no ceiling for Dizza, my shit limitless. Out of body experience. Wait, jump back in my temple, I got a vision. Is this killer shit? Whole lot of commas, is what you dealing with. The main event, don't even mention them other cats to me. They came and went, lost case. Competition locked in a crossface. Grip tight, piss like Tony when he lost on a horse race. Travel abroad safe, the Lord's great. Righteous and blessed since diapers. For the lookers and the likers. The boy dead Syrian nigga. Watch how they ISIS, the nicest, underrated, overrated. Fuck the ratings, who debate this? Screw your opinion, see what the people saying. God gotta watch me saying I'm operating. Silence, keep the peace, but niggas only respect violence. Hammer play, Greg Valentine, and I'm shining. I earned this, O's burning. Most sermons continue steaming. I plan this back since riding filthy on a Major Deegan. You gotta kill him and leave him breathing some time. Give him a tour through Stress Valley, make sure scenic and grime. Gold glasses filled, my wine spilled. How can niggas stand there and downplay all that shit that I built? Fuck it, everything is signed, sealed. I'm just reflecting. I leave the credit for the bill collectors. This,
let's go, let's go. It ain't no limit to this life I'm living. Champagne spilling, bunch of topless women. I wake up like I just gotta get it. I'm limitless, never find something realistic. Ain't no limit to this life I'm living. Champagne spilling, bunch of topless women. I wake up like I just gotta get it. I'm limitless, never find something realistic.
I'm in the pool, 29,000 feet from concrete. Chief, chief, like my big uncle from Long Beach. Bumping Commodores, running through the pack like Marshall Falk, like a boss. Top 10 like martial law. George Kush bout to twist the martial law. You don't even run your own life, what you talking for? Goddamn, law homie up north. Cap shooting, hot hand, here come the police. I'm seeing red lights, rocks in. Big drum thumping like a rock band. Whoa, watch a nigga paint the picture. Young Vince Van Gogh. Highlight reel, highlight show. 5 mic flow, gotta see further than your eyesight go. I call a ISO, young big homie. You got it right though. Last of the poets, gotta fight the good fight, bro. Kush God, I like dough. Eat Ito, Lobster and Rock Billy Obscure Low. Y'all know, switch to some custom shit and change the pace. President you crowns with the shiny face.
It ain't no limit to this life I'm living. Champagne spilling, bunch of topless women. I wake up like I just gotta get it. I'm limitless, never find something realist. This nah. Ain't no limit to this life I'm living. Champagne spilling, bunch of topless women. I wake up like I just gotta get it. I'm limitless, never find something realist. This nah.
Don't you ride. Don't you ride.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Of course, yours truly, J Love, and I have a gentleman with me, talented gentleman, by the name of 1200. What is good, man?
Life. Music.
Life.
One and the same.
Yes, sir. Now, I want to... One of the things when I was chopping it up with, as he likes to be so affectionately referred to, Benny Blue Eyes, about you chopping it up, and one of the things that I like that really drew me to wanting to talk to you is that you have a project that's a dual concept album, Seance and Spirit. So Seance is one, and then the Spirit is the other. Seance and Spirit. So talk about what made you decide to do that and the concepts behind each one of those albums, man.
You know, life for me in general is just full of juxtaposition. So I might be with homies who I grew up with on the block one day and then turn around and be at a board meeting full of suits and people who run our city. So I'm always in different places that are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. So I wanted to put that into a musical fashion where I had a project that sounded more like traditional hip-hop and then something that didn't sound like it at all. So I just mixed those sounds and played around with different timbres to create Seance and Spirit.
Nice. I like that. So when you were going through it, was it the writing process, was it challenging? Did you kind of lay it out as somebody would lay out a script for a movie, for lack of a better comparison? What was your process when you were going with that? Because I know you are very musically inclined, very talented when it comes on the music side of things. So how did you lay this out in your mind?
Both projects actually are technically soundtracks for movies that I'm working on. So the whole process of them, it was very movie-like. The tracks in themselves are more like scenes as opposed to songs. You know, some songs don't even have words. So, you know, they're just these little musical compositions that exist to give you a visual of what's happening within a story. But a lot of the lyrics were written over the span of, I think, 10 or so years. And there are elements of those that are like time capsules. I said that the other day. They're really just my perspective at a certain point in time. And I wanted to bring it back and compare it to how I feel now. So the lyrics span from me being a kid playing with Legos in my room to me dealing with, police brutality and my reflection of that.
Okay. Were you worried about, when you mentioned kind of the duality of it, of the project, were you worried about the response that you might get? Because, you know, sometimes folks can be, you can put out the greatest musical piece, the greatest piece of art, and it won't be appreciated until years later, or if at all. Did that ever concern you as you were putting these projects together?
I started composing music when I was 12 years old, and I was always afraid to release it because I was shy, and I didn't feel like, you know, it was my very best work. I thought my homies were gassing me up. So when I finally put music out, I realized that I just had to let go of that fear, that self-consciousness of somebody won't like it or somebody might like it. You know, whoever's supposed to hear it will hear it. And if somebody doesn't want to listen to it, they have that option, just like someone who wants to listen to it. And so far, I've got nothing but positive reception. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that. That's one of the things that sometimes I wrestle with. I spit a little bit myself, and that's sometimes the thing that I wrestle with as well, or is that if good music, if it's meant to be, it'll hear it. But then you see artists that are, and I'm curious on your input on this, you see artists that are not as talented, because you are a talented artist, that are receiving much more acclaim, kudos, all those things, because they go into the marketing machine mode. They let the machine take over, whether it's a company or whether they're doing it themselves, and they're just relentlessly promoting in their promotional machine with music that is not as quality. Does that ever frustrate you, or do you ever wrestle with the fact of saying, I'm going in full on promo mode because my music is just as good, if not better, than my counterparts?
At the end of the day, I can go to sleep and feel proud of the product that I've produced.
Right.
I can feel proud of the performances and the actual live work that gets put in with these projects. I did a tour up in New York where I played this concert series. And I did 6 shows in a row, and I performed for thousands of kids. Nobody who's making, low-quality music full of, lack of substance is going to be producing shows and concerts like that. They're playing shows for people who want the music for that moment, and then you turn around a year later and it's not popular anymore, or people aren't listening to it anymore. It's not relevant anymore. So I'm making something that I'm proud of that is going to live and not ever be outdated. So that makes me feel better and avoid all the frustration that might come with some whack music.
I like that. So you mentioned the fact that with some of the lyrics, and as you were putting this together, that some of the lyrics are, years old. That leads me to a question a little bit about longevity and shelf life. How long will you really give this project that push, that in terms of, because typically there's that promo cycle of sorts that maybe you push an album for a year or 6 months or 3 months or whatever. Have you given any thought to how vigorously you will put that out there in front of people so that they can be up on this great offering that you have for them?
I don't consider myself like a rapper or a hip-hop artist, because I originally started, like I said, with composition and production.
Yes.
So as today, people consider me a rapper and they label me that. But I'm also composing classical music. I'm also performing classical music. So I'm often comparing myself to classical musicians, composers, conductors. So if Beethoven wrote his symphony, whatever year he wrote his 5th symphony, and people are still playing it, it's still relevant to this day, I have to think like that. So after I'm dead and gone, this will still be pushed and promoted and relevant, because it's not just about hip-hop. It's about music. It's about life in general. So I want this to be something that lives forever.
Nice. So we're with 1200 here on Microphone Masters here on dubcnn.com. So give me a couple of examples of some musicians outside of hip-hop, of course, folks should check for, not check for, but listen to, or maybe expose themselves to, that maybe have influenced you in different ways.
Outside of hip-hop, I would definitely say Tchaikovsky, symphony or piano concerto that he ever wrote, and definitely Philip Glass. That's a minimalist composer. So he makes music that people think is weird, but, and it's very obscure, but he definitely pushed the boundaries of what we consider music today. So composers like that for sure.
Nice, I like it. So let folks know how they can stay in touch with you via social media, all the things that you do, because you are, a classic man in a lot of sorts. So how can they stay in touch with what you have going on?
Thank you. All social media, 1200LLC.com is the website. 1200LLC is all social media, so hit me up whenever.
Sounds good. So you are listening to Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. Let's get back into it. Of course, we're going to play some 1200 joints. That's how we get down. Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com.
Waiting in the moon. Hey, we can beat the stars tonight. Me and money gonna start tonight. And whatever we do is fine. They don't want the legion.
say, oh, we can get the dough, and we can get the dough, cause we are not going out tonight with the appetite.
Some people hate to see a smile, but baby, let them hate. Let them stay behind. Let our good times roll. Can you be my soulmate if I don't have a soul? Soulless, brainless, painless. I'm the one you came with, not that ignoramus. This is the best night of our deaths. We lived life until nothing was left. Yes. This is the best night of our deaths. We lived life until nothing was left. Yes.
You can dance, feel alive. I'm bringing you back to life. You can dance, feel alive. I'm bringing you back to life.
Broke, dab, climb. Nay-nay, running, robot.
You can dance, feel alive. I'm bringing you back to life. You can dance, feel alive. I'm bringing you back to life. Dance of the dead. Dance of the dead, dance of the dead, dance of the dead.
Oh,
of the
dab,
dance of the dead, dance of the dead.
Oh, you want some too? The kung fu, make your run to a gumshoe. Tell him what the tongue do. Hung you off a 12-story building. Dell gon' be illin', you fell forward trembling. Blubberin' baboons, can't even speak, much less make tunes. Your brain is a sand dune. Can't take the heat like a prune. Slap the shite issue so hard you smell fumes. Doom awaits the fake. I can't tolerate the aches and pains. They never take the blame. They wanna make you change your whole game just to please them. Like they dove off the deep end, hit their head on the concrete, leaping in the water with a head that's harder to reach than the Soviet Union. You don't know what you're doing when the robe that you're choosing is your only conclusion. It don't add up. You ignorant and got no clue. I know you must be so confused and got the nerve to talk so reckless. Calculate, but it don't add up. You ignorant and got no clue. I know you must be so confused. then got the nerve to talk so reckless. Calculate, but I can handle the danger when there's no plan or arrangement. See, I make a way out of no way. Run over you chumps like it was road rage. The whole face get took off like a masquerade. That's the way I handle mine, scandal mine. It's Rambo time. The sun don't shine on a landmine. You ain't genuine. Get in line for the knots that I'm handing out. Cannon shout out my sentiments. Putting the patch to all the insolence. Discontent in the ranks. No thanks, make you walk the plank. Your future is dark and dank like the inside of a sarcophagus. Don't get talkative. Jump into the mind of an arsonist. See how your house gets targeted. Mixing the arsenic in the Kool-Aid, you're gargling it. Don't add up. You ignorant and got no clue. I know you must be so confused and got the nerve to talk so reckless. Calculate, but it don't add up. You ignorant and got no clue. I know you must be so confused and got the nerve to talk so reckless. Calculate, but it don't add up. You ignorant and got no clue. I know you must be so confused and got the nerve to talk so reckless. Calculate, but it don't add up. You ignorant and got no clue. I know you must be so confused.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubsDNN.com. Special shout out to 1200. We're going to love to get that gentleman back on. Enjoyed that conversation. So this is how you stay in touch with Microphone Masters and all the inner workings as we go on. Twitter is at Mike Masters Radio. Instagram is at Microphone Masters. Facebook.com/Microphone Masters Radio. Follow the host on Twitter at Javon Love. That's JAVONLUV. Star Saxon is at Star Saxon. That's 2 R's and 3 X's. So let us know what's up. And you can also email us at mm@dubcnn.com. Let's get into some stuff. We're going to come back with a conversation with Problem. We have Odyssey. It's called Digging Deep. We have First Light, which is comprised of Pep Love and Opio. It's called Lighters. And then Sam LaChow featuring Gift of Gab and Jarv D. It's called Black Sheep. So let's get into those. We're going to come back with Problem. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubsDNN.com.
Short time in, I've been on this life thing. I live like kings. In the middle, set aside all the nice things, searching for what life means. And all they found was peace in the pipe dream. Rights made wrong from a point of view. Morality is relevant to what you're going through. On the high, I'm the judge. On the low, I'm like your honor. If you only knew the karma, you would like plead. I feel sorry for the people that'll probably hate it. Cause when you take the time to understand the makings of a man, comprehend the heat of some circumstance, and the evil ain't incarnate in the corner, we can all create it. I know it's easy when you're angry, just a shallow gravy. But dig deep before the reasons, and we all related. To kill a cousin ain't as easy as a stranger, and the danger ain't the bullet, but the anger. So let's get into it. Stop thinking you can make it if you copy what I'm doing right. My mistakes ain't in the credit, but it's what you get it. Failure fuel the drive like 87, none let it. Never gassed up, I'ma stay the same. You can give me fame and you can take away the last buck. Switching lanes and in the formula, forget it. Want me and that's the person I'ma be until I'm dead it. And I ain't here to tell you everything will be fine. Stay critically, it's really on a decline. Please read between these lines. For the courses that we hang like free time, I'm on the incline. Steady growing like a god, try to tear mine. And you can fold in the foliage of a forest. Feel a fortune in the form of something for us. That's a great vine. Know your head. Let's get into it. Thank you.
store. Ladies train like they finger got jammed in the doors. Like I've been here before since the day of the Moor. Ask baby her religion, she said Christian Dior, and I pulled out. You should do the libations. You can feel the energy through the vibrations. You're witnessing hip hop's beautification. Yep, we represent a unified nation.
Racing, pacing, every day spent in the basement. Blazing and building like a mason, or chilling like a lazy bum. You know, it's funny how these years go by, the shorter the days become. I'm a raisin' in the sun, doing it the way it's done. Flip phrases, run, cadence as sharp as razors. Off the pages, my thoughts are dangerous. Like I popped a banger from an awkward angle. I go into it and get intimate to get them interested. When my written's rip, I put the grind with the grit and put the rhyme with the wit. My mind is fit, my lines hit hard enough to make a diamond split. What time is it?
Shit, they got cheap knockoffs for sale. I see the future like George Orwellian theory. Hear me, William Cooper with the alien. Old school, I roll with the homo sapien. They're saying slow down, oh, you gotta break them in. 1,240 septillion. I'm thinking big, my nigga, what's really then? Do it for my great grandbaby, staying militant.
Everybody right there, tell me where you're from. Pop your head so hard till it turn you dumb. Put your lighter in the air till it burn your thumb. Put your lighters in the air till it burn your thumb. You want it, I'ma serve you some. Hey. Look, I don't even care if you ain't heard this song. Turn it up, represent where you're from. Put your lighters in the air till it burn your thumb.
I said, hold up your ganja till your fingertips brown. I'm getting lit now, then I'm finna get down. If your lights goes out, rekindle it now. If a sucker right next to you, hit him in the lip, pow. I'm just joking, don't get your panties in a bunch. I light the party up like putting brandy in the punch. I'm crafty in the clutch, Abby in the guts. With the chick that's looking at me like stabby in the guts. It's Ad Plus, the man nuts, ask him. Alien jeans, I bet my grandson has them. In high demand because the man's so handsome. Put your hands up and flip your lighter for the anthem.
Welcome my people, return to the regal. Follow me through the entrance to the cathedral. Put your lighters up so you can see through the darkness. Hyrule liven up any proceedings you start with. To all the brothers that have my back in crack wars. Whenever I rap, we all shine like black stars. Proud to be from the Bay, we innovators. Let your lighters burn just like incinerators.
Yeah. Everybody right there, tell me where you're from. Pop your head so hard till it turn you dumb. Put your lighter in the air till it burn your thumb. Put your lighters in the air till it burn your thumb. Huh? You want it, I'ma serve you some. Hey. Look, I don't even care if you ain't heard this song.
That will really float my boat. If she roll perfectos, I don't mind that she don't smoke. Gah. It don't really matter by the name, I need some good weed. I ain't picky, just have a sticky with no seeds. Hella snow with the party, nigga, with no skis. Hella bad with the environment, nigga, no trees. Party with the aliens, yes, we're going to weave, finna stay up tonight. Puffin' on sativa, I don't give a damn, never sweat an eager beaver, but I let these hoes fall, just remember I'm the leader. Leader of the new school. Me and Sam is the leader of the new cool. That's fam, if the niggas ain't loyal, I ain't gotta run a bunny. I just tell you a seppuku. Stay in line, nigga, you do. Everybody on the same shit, who's who? No religion, but I know a dummy that would sell a soul for a fresh pair of new truths. Ha, game over, nigga, you lose. I'm lit, but I roll with a short few. So if I blow, whoa, I would destroy you.
Welcome to your final destination. Karma is a bitch, I'm killing everybody hating. Bringing out the guns, I know that everybody's waiting. Put them all in line, and I let the bullets chase them.
If I'm in the city, I see best. City and sea, baby.
Kick game like a nigga brick can't. Came with my click and a clip go bang. Came with a bitch and she gets no name, cause the bitch know she gon' get dope for me. Hit the stroke for the old lady. I'm a cold nigga, yeah, I gotta go, baby. But I'll be back with the pack. Got a zip and a half with the act, and I still need the whole 80. don't owe niggas, but I know niggas. They be whole niggas. They the ones that be talking in code, nigga. I'm the one that be showing up at your show, nigga. You think they're feeling you, but they feeling my flow, nigga. I'm really killing you when you don't even know, nigga. I'm in the building, I got it under control, nigga. Chastised like a nigga named Jesus. I was capsized in a river in Egypt. Guess I'm baptized, but I really don't need it. Pick your best line, and nigga, I'm gon' eat it. Rain, sleep, shine, I get it in all seasons. They be like, yeah, they be special for no reason. Gabby be so heathen. Bitches put anything in their mouth like they teething. So keep my name out your mouth, bitch. You ain't bout shit. Guess bitches like.
Been a long week. Lisa got a team that's stronger than concrete. Sweet. Now I gotta follow up Gab. This is my track. Why'd I have to swallow a tab? And now I'm fucking new depression. Peer pressure. Veering down a weird doesn't steer around. Fuck me, I'm sick of hearing the chat. But I see fear in the rise. So here I am to tell something that'll weird them out. They hear a sound in the book out. How the chat do it? Did he look out? I hear her talking down in the dugout. I wanna make a record better than Godfather 2. But none of us are Al Pacino, so what can you do? Fade to blue. Double D, double D. I'm the same as you. Not as lame as dudes who take an old style and ruin it, trying to make it new. Deja vu.
If I'm in the city and I see you, baby, you know I'm the only one to do it better. If I'm in the city and I see you, baby,
you are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Yours truly, J Love, with the one and only problem. How you doing, man?
What's going on, boss?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I want to ask you, being the talented MC that you are, when was the last time that you felt that you were in a zone lyrically and musically?
They're making a Jazzy reel and just doing stuff on the court now. Anytime I get locked away and just not be bothered by well, that's when I'm throwing it. You know, but it's kind of tough, all the responsibilities I have on and off the court.
Yeah, well, talk about that a little bit. You mean when the different responsibilities, how have you adapted to balancing so many things, both in music, I'm sure, touring and doing all those different things, but also outside of music as well, to be able to still keep your to still keep your artistic fire burning?
It's good people around me, supportive people around me, no yes men around me, and people that I just say, well, you know what, you're not going to record today. You need to get some personal time yourself. Different things like that, you know. It's all about okay. The folks you have around you and keep your fire going.
So you mentioned kind of balancing and doing different things. So I wanted to ask you, how much do you give thought to marketing when it comes to your career at this point? So, for example, with the Chachiville, with the mixtape, with the website and all that, how much do you give thought to marketing and all those things that go along with being successful?
Well, this was actually the first time that I really dove first into it as far as with the old Chargeville thing, and I'm really excited with the turnout. I plan on getting more and more in depth into it. Usually I would let other people handle that, but this is the way the world is working, and just, you know, my knowledge of being in the game as long as I have, it's just about trying new and innovative things. But I'm definitely very, very hands on with that part of, especially at this point in my life.
So there was, I remember years ago reading something from Russell Simmons that he mentioned that when a lot of the different business ventures that he would get into, he would surround himself with people that knew more than he did so that he could kind of acquire their knowledge, and then that would help him to be more creative. So how long did it take you to get that team around you that you felt comfortable with? You mentioned you don't have any yes men. How long did it kind of take you to mold that to help you, again, continue to move successfully as an artist, as a businessman, as an entity?
Yeah, well, I'm still my day ones, man. My Diamond Land is really family. So yeah. I've always had these guys around me as far as just, like, the new pieces we've added.
As far as, like, you know, Melissa. Hold on real quick.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Hello? My bad.
Yeah. No, you good, man. You good?
MMKPR and other people we brought in to do certain things. It's just about picking the right people that you vibe with and that you connect with. You know, it's not really about just adding new pieces. It's about what pieces you do add.
Okay. So how has the response been so far to the mixtape of Chachiville? What's the success been like? And of course, I got to ask, because to me it seems like, and I don't know if you feel this way having been in the music industry for a few years now and doing your thing on a national scale, the microwave mentality, because you drop something, people love it, they always ask about what's next. What's the response been like? Yeah. And then how frustrating is it when people are always asking you what's next?
You know, it's crazy. We put the plan together like mid end of last year, and I was already waiting for those questions once we dropped it. So it's good to know that you know people. You know, I told people, like a lot of people inside the camp, I call this project a glorified layup line, and they're like, "What you mean?" Well, it all makes sense by the fourth quarter. So okay. That's what this was, and I know people. I know, because I'm a person, I'm still a human being. And I know if they love you, they want to know what else you're doing. So we're already prepared. Like I said, like I've been telling everybody, stay tuned. It's going to be a long Diamond Lane year.
I like that, man. So you know, we're here with Problem on the here on Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. What is your favorite song on the mixtape? Which one do you like? Did you enjoy creating most in the studio? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, the fact that we did this project majority on the road when I was on tour, they all have a special bond to me in some kind of way, just because of what city we were in or what part of the bus I was on when we were doing it. Right now, I Better Watch Yourself is just going crazy. That shit is just an aggression that I needed to add back to my music. And it just feels like, yeah, I'm back. What's going on? What's happening? As far as, like, different-wise, I like Ain't Funny, because the way that song even got put together with the no snare and then adding the instrument on the end so somebody can bust, it was just a creative thing for me. I like the whole project as a whole, you know. We wasn't going to put it out until I was 100% with each joint. So each joint is a different moment that I'm glad we were able to give to the people.
Okay, I like this. We with Problem, we ain't going to hold him up too much. But I want to ask this. This is something that I've talked to a few artists, and I want to get your thought on this. Is music still fun for you? And does it sometimes feel like a job, or does it still feel just as fun as it was when you were, you know, back in the day before you got all the notoriety? How does it feel for you now at this point?
I mean, to be doing it as long as I've been doing it. Of course, you have your days. I mean, that's for anything. With any great thing that comes in your life, it's, you know, you're going to have its ups and downs. And, of course, sometimes the business side of it can get to you, you know, and different things like that. But I always remember the days when I didn't have these issues and I wanted these issues, you know. And,
right.
I chose it as my profession. And I'm blessed to be able to do what I want to do every day. And so... Of course, I mean, like with anything, we're writing, we're interviewing, you're going to have your days where, you know, as a journalist before, you probably were uber excited to meet certain people. Now it's like, oh man, I got to do that. I got to do my kid. You know? So,
yeah.
it, your priorities do shift. But, I mean, again, I got to one of the greatest jobs in the world. I get to give people my art and people get a chance to take it with them or not, you know? So I don't take it for granted. But again, like with the business, it does shift. It shifts around so much. But you have to learn to fall in love with all aspects of it. Like, I love the creative process. I love the thinking of the marketing plan process. I love the failure, the first failures, and say, okay, well, look, we did this wrong. Let's do this right at the time, you know? I love the game.
I love it, man. So leave me with this. Let folks know how they can stay in touch with what's going on with Problem. The floor is yours, man.
Problem354. On all social media outlets, DiamondLaneMusicGroup.com, and you can also go to Chachiville.com and get that banging ass and get ready for all the updates and shit that's going to be coming with that. Just keep your eyes open. You never know where you might see us.
That's what's up. So let's get into the mix. We're about to get into some more songs. Of course, we're going to have to play some Problem. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Diamond! Yeah, Lisiaga's on Compton Concrete. R&B singers coming on fine sheets. Winter shine, sparkling wines. Can see the hustle, obnoxious grind. Like, give me that, bitch, give me that.
Why?
Like, give me that, bitch, give me that.
Why?
All beers never personal. Big bands, no rehearsals, though. Showtime, no cable box.
the independent that all of the major labels watch. Grade us, analyze, channel check, our revolution is televised. Hard days, long nights, penitentiary chances, fuck it, it's all life. Sinning, thinking sorry, mama, throw you clowns a couple dollars, y'all. Before you holla at a real nigga.
Bad luck, grown man, full-time real nigga. Odds stacked against them, it's interesting what I let through. Did my raps in acid and reposado is vet proof. Walk with the illest part with my brothers is lime. Huh? Back and forth with literature, gangsters, peep your design. Huh? Studied all the legends, I'm so intact with my G. Most death, I'm a black star, that's Tyler Kweli. Go insane, Jack, I'm running from way back. Duck down, bust a shot, now they want us to rain back. How does he do it, thugging on Dolo? Tash under a polo, tell a story of a young kid, wishes clear as a photo. Like, give me that, bitch, give me that. Like, give me that, bitch, give me that. You learned your lesson for holding out on a king. I pay my dues with blood, sweat, and a diamond ring. Yeah.
Make the check out to Tyler Kweli Esquire. Your niggas ain't the best rappers, y'all the best liars. You soft as summer rain, how you gon' bang? With the club of Lang, you got a slang. Pay your dues, nigga, I'll take it back. Like, gimme that, gimme that. You fucking kidding, not cutting these niggas any slack. My hustle and flow allow me to pimp any track. You get whipped with your own pistol, you skinny black. These niggas squeaking like sneaker soles. Some ball courts, some more courts. The civilized savages on all fours with shit you never thought of. The fucking phlegm I cough up is more rough than your stuff. You little orphan Annie, I'm Daddy Warbucks riding across the battlefield on a war horse. My existence is your loss, all this bitch shit is your fault. You scavengers, passengers, ride a shotgun. Sword of Lord of God, get on your job, nigga.
Take it out for a nigga one time. Take it out for a nigga one time. Show me what you're working with. Show me what you're working with. Yeah. Show me what you're working with. Yeah. Take it out one time. Take it out one. Take it out one.
This shit, I'm probably one of the best. Eastside bitch, but I cracked her in the west. Virus Dice sent me news through the text. Said she wanna do drugs, so I called up the connect. So I'ma roll through, cause I'm a real rule. I sport a little blue, they coming from the east side, I gets them too. I want the bras to feel comfy when they bump me. Then I'ma put them in the news like Jerry Dunphy.
Take it out for a nigga one time. Take it out for a nigga. Take it out for a nigga one time. Take it out for a nigga one time. Time. Show me what you're working with. Show me what you're working with. Yeah. Show me what you're working with. Yeah. Take it off one time. Take it off one. Take it off.
I'm the bravest, I'm the strongest. I flipped the whole world, my gonus. I told them kiss my ass, they did, and that's a bonus. Yeah, I'm honest. And if you know a Rambi is so full of drama, have your eyes big as
take
Bambi.
Take it off like an airplane, leaving LAX though. Pop two pills, baby, what I need the rest for? 10 flow high, going dummy off the XO. Pussy my home like it just went through escrow. Let's go.
Lil Lucky back up in the building. I'm just saying, man, your girl be playing, knock it to the ceiling, nigga. Yeah, I'm a certified watch vet that I know. She give me the pussy, nigga, pronto.
Take it out for a nigga one time. Take it out for a nigga. Take it out for a nigga one time. Take it out for a nigga one time. Take it out for a nigga one time. Show me what you're working with. Show me what you're working with. Yeah. Show me what you're working with. Yeah. Take it out one time.
Man, we up to no good. Brand new whip, got leather, got wood. Man, we up to no good. Pull up on T, cracking holes in your hood. Man, we up to no good. No, no, yeah, we up to no good. Man, we with that shit, man, I wish a nigga would.
I got ass.
asthma, but still a blast a motherfucker. Ass a motherfucker, and the import getting past a motherfucker.
I harass a bitch, you got ass a bit, let me have a bit. Bad luck ahead of with this magic dick.
No HIV, I can't have any girl I see. Cause my dick too bomb and I'm the HNIC. I'm sick and I'm armed like a patient's IV.
And I'm CPT'd out into the corners bag me. I'm like a foreigner's bad dream. Christopher Donner in the corner in a cabin burning up like some really bad weed. If I rap it too fast, then I'm on the wrong speed. Problem DJ Quick and bad luck. What else the fuck you need?
Take it off for a nigga one time.
Baby, take it off.
Take it off for a nigga. Take it off for a nigga one time.
Take it off
for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga one time. Show me what you're working with. Show me, show me, show me. Show me what you're working with. Yeah, show me, show me, show me.
Life funny as he's marched down, act hood now. Hey Joe, hit this J, put that backwood down. Chosh pimpin' this game like when that lack pull around. Bitch, get out of pocket, it's over. Centennial high nigga had a bad one in COVID. She only like to fuck, she ain't like when I hold her. So I bang her ass out and send her back to her man. Washed off, got dressed and got back to the plan. Now some kidding that money, nigga. If anything else ain't for me, nigga. Get the money, nigga. Cause anything else ain't for me, nigga. Say, get the money, nigga. Cause anything else ain't for me, nigga. Me, I'm kinda simple, I ain't complex. But bitch, nigga, miss me with the mind flex. Cause if it's fuck me, then it's fuck you. Pray that you take that out of context. Baby, maybe turkey bacon with the omelet. Baby, tapping out, I ain't even come yet. High off life, we ain't even hit the lungs yet. A nigga feeling like a nigga about to run shit. Why? Track shoes laced up. Woo! Street money, rarely ever had a pay stub. I'm 2-100, I can't fake love.
Nope.
On my dick
nope.
Just cause I'm cracking, bro, that ain't love.
Why?
I'm just doing me, what they hate for. Just close a new deal, they'll be hating more. Ain't nothing worse than a loose bitch round. Don't believe me, ask Chris Brown. Hold your head up, my young shit get cracking. You young and you active, you banging, it's bracket. But a lot come along with that lifestyle. But you can make your rights right. Right now, get the money, nigga. Cause anything else ain't for me, nigga. Get the money, nigga. Cause anything else ain't for me, nigga.
To Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. J Love and Star Saxon. Star Saxon, we have come to that part of the show we like to call last words, and I'll go first this time. My last words are pride. So I, you know, you, we were talking a little bit about pride in the beginning of this show. So my son had a kind of a ballroom dancing recital type of thing. He's in fifth grade, and in the school that he's at, my oldest son attended the same school as well, and my oldest son, when he was in fifth grade, did the same thing. So I didn't think my youngest really cared too much about this whole dancing thing. He would mention it on occasion, and so we went, just came back from it just a few minutes ago, and he made it through the first group. So there were about 30 groups, and so he went. He was one of the 10 picked to kind of see who would go on to the district finals next week. And so he made it to that 10, and then he ultimately did not make the final three group cut. But he was a little emotional about it. And I was a little surprised. I mean, it's good to see those the competitive juices flowing. I'm not one of those parents, and I know you're not either, about getting the trophies, okay, just because you everybody participates, everybody gets a ribbon. No. And so he was a little bit upset about that. And so it made me a little bit, it made me proud that he cared that much. I don't think he's going to come to me and ask to do some ballroom dancing and to get lessons, but he really wanted to do a really good job and move on. And so I'm just proud. So my last words are pride. Star Saxon, it's on you.
Yo, tell him he's actually still the winner, though, because if he got the ballroom dancing skills, he can flex and apply that shit up in high school and college, and he can just screw up the ladies with that shit, too.
Yeah,
he's that's winning,
what's up.
Man. He's winning.
Hashtag winning. That's what's up.
Yo, last word. Burn Hollywood, burn. Jay, did you watch the Oscars?
Yes, yes. I watched the last, the end of it. You know what I'm talking about. So yeah, go ahead.
We had some guests over, man. We had a little Oscar party just to watch this shit. Look, my God, man. All I gotta say is there were two debacles. We thought the first one was bad, but then there was the second one. We'll get to the first one.
Yeah.
They actually awarded the incorrect movie with Best Picture.
Yes.
Warren Beatty comes out, opens up the envelope, and the Best Picture Oscar goes to La La Land. Everybody gets up on stage. They look like a Wu-Tang concert, right? There's hella niggas on stage because they're all white. And they're like, yeah, thanking their mother, they're thanking God, they're thanking everybody. It's the most pretentious Hollywood bullshit that we're accustomed to at the Oscars. But then, this dude with the MC Hammer headset walks on, and he's like, nah, man, homie, they gave you the wrong envelope. Check this shit out. Y'all didn't win. Moonlight won. Now, props to the director of La La Land. He manned up real fast. He let everybody watching, as well as in the audience, know there was an error of cataclysmic proportions. And in fact, Moonlight won Best Picture. Now, you gotta understand something, Jay. La La Land, from my standpoint, given that A, it's a musical, and B, with the exception of the jazz musicians playing in the musical, there are probably no people of color in the fucking musical, and yet it takes place in historic Los Angeles. So, translation, whitest fucking movie on earth. Okay?
Yep.
I had no interest in seeing this shit. But I knew it was gonna win because it's just a Hollywood roles, right? They already gave Viola her shit, right? They gave Cottonmouth his shit earlier on in the show, so they're going to give it to the white movie and say, Best Picture. We gave the nigga some shit, shut up. No! They actually gave Best Picture to Moonlight.
Right.
Black movie, funded by a couple of people who are not black, but nonetheless, black movie set in Miami, coming of age story, and apparently there's the character might actually be gay. I haven't seen the movie, right? But the point being is, Hollywood fucked up. Gosh, man. You guys are spending all this time popping shit at Donald Trump, and you can't figure out where the fucking envelope is for Best Picture? Sometimes, you gotta just hunker down and do you before you try to do somebody else in. If you ain't doing you right, you can't do nobody else in. So they gonna point the finger. Next era. Jay, did you happen to see that portion of the Oscars where they let a bunch of fans in with selfie sticks,
yes,
take selfies?
Yes, yes.
All right, man. Did you see the news today about Gary from Chicago?
Nah.
One of the people they let in was with his girl, and they're like, what's your name? And my name's Gary from Chicago. Now, I hate to air out a fellow brother, but fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta do this shit. Gary from Chicago, apparently, 3 days before doing the little selfie tour at the Oscars and some random shit where they picked people up off of Hollywood Boulevard outside the Kodak Theater to do it while the Oscars were taped. 3 days ago, Gary from Chicago, your boy Jay, had just been released from state penitentiary.
Wow.
Gary from Chicago was serving 20 years, dog.
Like that?
Yeah, sentence reduction down from 25 to life off the 3 strikes you're outlawed, dude.
Wow.
For grand theft, and something else. So it was grand theft or grand larceny, maybe over $400. And then I think it was grand theft. And then that was his third strike. So they sent my boy to jail for 25 life. Sentence reduction due to a new law passed 2013, and they let him out early. Now, you might be asking, what is the first strike? Jay, what could the first strike possibly have been? Usually cats who go in hard on the 3 strikes, it's usually some misdemeanor shit. Like I got caught with like a joint on me or something, right? Right, Jay?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Gary from Chicago? This nigga's first strike was fucking attempted rape.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah.
He apparently did a little time for that shit, too. So, just know, as the rule goes, as any native Angelino knows, just don't go picking niggas up off the street in Hollywood, because it's called Holly Weird as well. Most of these motherfuckers is... Who the hell wants to go stand in front of the Chinese theater looking at feet imprints in cement and look at grown men dressed up like superheroes trying to punk you for $20 for some fucking photos? Only a weirdo, dude. Only a weirdo. So, wow. You can't be picking niggas up off the street, man. Or even white people, too. Or any you can't be picking people up off the street in Hollywood, man. Because they all fucking crazy. It just so happened that Gary served 20 years and you thought that was bad, but one of the strikes was for fucking attempted rape.
Ouch.
Yeah, and he got a couple photos with Denzel and Denzel's wife.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't saying the dude's just gonna like slug Denzel's wife and try to rape her on live TV at the Oscars, because that would have been a first. I'm just saying, don't do any impromptu gags that involve picking people up off the street randomly in Hollywood without doing background checks, Jay. That's my last word. Hollywood don't know. I don't want to shit on my dude. He did his time.
Yeah,
he paid his debt to society, and you know, God bless him. He threw the lucky number 7, and he got to meet everybody he wanted to in Hollywood 3 days after serving 20 years. God damn it! Don't have a better ending than that. I'm just taking it from the Hollywood producer standpoint.
Yeah,
that if you're inside the planning meeting and you're like, hey, what we're gonna do now is we're gonna get somebody who's got out of jail for 20 years. 3 strikes you're out, and one of the strikes attempted rape back in the day. And we're going to give him a chance to parade down the aisle of the Oscar and take selfies with people. Oh, and he's going to be black, too. Because you know they don't want that shit. They were mad about that in the first place. So, Jay, you know what, dude? I don't know anything else about anybody else who was on parade in that selfie parade. They just looked into the black guy. Who's this fucking black guy?
Yeah.
And he had a fucking record. I'm like, damn.
So, on behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. Thanks to 1200. Thanks to Problem for stopping through. We're going to leave you with another 1200 joint. It's called I Water. So until next time, tell a friend to tell a friend about Dub CNN and also about Microphone Masters. So until next time, we're going to leave you with a little 1200. Star Saxon, Jay Love, Microphone Masters. You can.
And he say G. And he General Electrical match. Don't light the flame, let the egg hatch. Follow the way back to the bay, let's march. Neglected, resurrected, thread so sharp. Break the ladies' hearts when they see G&E pulling up, stepping out with L&D. Now kids telling me we gotta do lake release, but it started blue collar like Basic and Reese. Bark to Embarcadero, we couldn't sell a beat. I couldn't sell a verse at first, that was weak. We'd speak on telephones, tried to work for the man. Might have called your home to slang you a scam, but that was short-lived like his dreadlocks, my plaid shirts. Double L's the bread box, what we had first. Chicoria samples and Scarface. Breakbeats, not ghetto boys, that wasn't far away. Oakland the hard way, to Valley life in Southern Cali. But I can't see what the stars say, so we read them in the desert. Spread it to Hawaii, Alaska, Canada, and Africa. G&E is sure to tap into the human in ya through booming systems. And Eli, we got the power and it don't stop, won't stop, wilt nor sour. Grouch and Eli, that's my brother, can't touch that. Plus raps fit with each other's. G's for the good, E for elevation. We gon' touch the world, this is celebration. Say G and E. Say G and E.
Generals of eclectic
penmanship, the centerfold pieces of an abstract collective. A Los Angelino with a young man's perspective on what he thinks is keynote, combined with his incentive. His drive and his protective vibe, not to let ish die. We the medicine, aligned as some veterans. I never thought that sign would project across the highways. Eating Taco Bell from the day before, those were the Fridays. When Saturday became no different from a Monday. In one way or another, me and my big brother will Sunday. Sayers and those one day, players with their gun spray. Wish they could be like us, get off the bus, feel that rush of that crowd that's got too much love for you, never out of touch. Within reach of our speech to each and everybody who's read the news, let open arms always welcome you. Tell your crew or your gang and your family the main line. G&E to brain, grind harder at the same time. Father to daughter, son to mother, we love each other. Wealth recover, living legends, they done discover new religions, philosophies. You Philistines will soon believe there's no other than me and my brother stand tall on a soapbox to ball off a hope and knock you all off the dope. D&E is sure to tap into the human in ya. Booming systems, you just listen. Just listen. Just listen. 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 Listen.
Crouch and Eli, we got the power and it don't stop, won't stop, wilt nor sour. Grouch and Eli, that's my brother, can't touch that. Plus raps fit with each other's. G's for the good, E for elevation. We gon' touch the world, this is celebration. Say G.